Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback.
Hey, Oz, can I say something to you personally?
Of course.
You've been killing it, Oz.
You've been killing it,
and I want to say it publicly.
Thank you. I'm spending this show sending password resets so everyone can hear this.
That's fantastic, and I hope we're being joined by the minute. Thank you very much, Oz. We appreciate that. Rob, you wrote down big watch news.
Yes, Mike, you're going to love this.
That?
If I were to tell you I have
People asked online, so I should point it out. I was wearing this yesterday when I was showing everybody Jake the Snake. This is a Tissot, and it's a PRX80 automatic, and this is one of my favorite watches right here. It's beautiful. I have an aftermarket bracelet on it that matched the original bracelet because it got a little
What
too
is the difference
scratched
between
up.
A watch bracelet and a watch band?
A leather band or a metal bracelet.
Okay,
that
makes sense. Okay.
That's really
well,
all
Mike,
is.
What celebrity would you say, and I can't, not mythical celebrities like James Bond.
Okay.
What celebrity has been responsible for keeping watches in the public eye?
Of John Mayer.
Exactly. They got it exactly right. And this comes from Hollywood Reporter.
He has a Daytona. That's a solid gold Daytona with a green dial, which was named after him. The level of influence on a guy like that to have the most iconic high-end watch company, you know, describe one of their watches, allow it to be described as the John Mayer.
I've heard of that company, of course. Have you ever heard? I'm sure you have. I hadn't.
Yeah.
Audemars Piguet.
Okay. Yeah. AP. You watch a lot of golf. You see AP on a lot of golf jerseys, especially the international players.
He's collaborated with AP.
John Mayer has?
Yes, with the Royal Oak Perpetual Calendar John Mayer Limited Edition, and they debuted it at a party this week. How much do you think this watch costs?
First of all, I'm sitting here saying I wonder if there was any bad blood between John Mayer and Rolex when they said, I don't know. You never know. I would assume a guy like a John Mayer gets sent free watches no matter
what
they cost.
I'll show you a photo of the watch, and then you can make a guess.
That's the Royal Oak. That's one of the. That's an iconic watch. That is an absolutely
beautiful.
Get it closer to the light a little bit so it shows up a little bit. That is real. Yeah, back further is probably what would do it. That is gorgeous. That is a beauty.
You would like to have that?
Oh, my God. Is it
all you need, Mike, is $180,000.
Is it stainless steel or white gold?
It is white gold. Here's the description.
That's why. I mean, the materials are still, it's way overpriced, even with the materials.
In addition to its perpetual calendar complication, one of the most technically precise functions to pull off.
You want to know what a complication is?
Yes, please.
A complication is, you see a watch, it's got a minute hand, a second hand, and an hour hand, all right? And that's all. That's not a complication. When you get into the complications, you get into the day, the date.
Oh,
certain
watches
have other dials that, like, it'll have a complication where the second dial is on a separate little circular window on the watch.
Okay, all right.
Certain watches have speed timers where you can have a stopwatch function on the watch. That's a complication.
That surprises me. I thought the complication, that was my name when I was on Jersey Shore.
That's because you didn't fit with the other people.
No, and I didn't want to do anything.
You know, I think that is probably one of the first reality television shows that completely and totally edited out one of the cast members. And Rob was crestfallen when he realized that all the seasons, the multiple seasons of Jersey Shore, which you were a part of,
filming. Yes.
You ended up on the cutting room floor, and then they brought you back, and they're still cutting you out of the show.
It's amazing. I remember when Paulie came up to me, he said, "Are you DTF?" I said, "I am not." He said,
"You
didn't
want
to go there.
You're
such a complication."
You didn't go. Now, as far as your time on the Jersey Shore, what was the most memorable in your mind? What was the most memorable moment that, of course, the public wouldn't see? It was taped, but they didn't air it, and it's unfortunate because somehow some executive at MTV decided Rob was best left on the cutting room floor.
Well, it was my colonoscopy. And it was Snooki.
No, you don't need anything more. You don't need anything more. You don't need. See, that's where I that's where I give you comedy 101 right there. That is the Rob's colonoscopy was not seen on the Jersey.
It was totally edited out. Not even in the box set.
It's fantastic. That is a good one.
Hate all my homies. Hi, Snook.
Did anybody take you to the hospital, by the way, when you had it?
No, we did it on the boardwalk.
Sorrentino. Yeah,
we did it on the boardwalk. There's an airbrush T-shirt shop on the boardwalk, and they used they had a sturdy table.
Yeah, and that's one of those mini cameras, which was very, very cool. they did their best. They sprayed rubbing alcohol on it. That's what they
did. Yeah, but it was like it was in a Windex bottle.
This is what it was. It was they actually used this. They used Walgreens lens cleaner. Walgreens lens cleaner for all your needs.
TMOS Classic.
Thank you very much.
And also, while you're there, look at the Mike O'Mara complication watch.
Now, watches are very cool, but what I was saying was, with all of his notoriety about watches coming through Rolex, it's just kind of it's a big surprise to me that he went with AP. And that's $130,000, you said, for that watch?
Oh, Mike, you're so silly. $180,000.
Well, Rob, do you realize what, like, Richard Mille, Mille, will go for, like, $3 million? There are watches that are insane. You get Patek Philippe watches that are spectacularly expensive. It's rarefied air. It really, really is.
I have a bunch
of cheapos, you know?
I've got clocks everywhere. I don't need a watch, I guess. I don't know.
You just don't get into it. I don't wear jewelry. I wear a watch, and that's why I love it. And what I like the best.
What if we got you a big necklace that was also a watch?
You mean like Vegas Matt, one of the that wears?
No, it
wears
would be
big...
almost like a choker.
No,
like an 18-inch band.
With one of those little things they have.
Yes,
with the...
exactly.
With the profile shot in ivory, right? You know what I mean?
Yes,
I forgot what those are called. So this, really nice. You can't see this, but this has got a clear back.
Yeah.
So you get to look at the
mechanics. That's cool. That's very cool.
I don't know when I got into it, but I got into it at a time I shouldn't because I can't afford to buy really expensive watches, and I love them. They're so, so cool, but I get good watches. These aren't super expensive, but they are not cheap either. And that's the thing. Don't be fooled. A lot of crap out there. And don't think if you're going to spend $250 on a watch, and I'm glad you brought up watches.
Good.
If say you, Rob Spiewak, said, I'm going to get a watch. I only have $250 to spend. You can get a decent quality watch. You can get a decent quality watch for $60.
Yeah.
You can go out and get yourself a Timex or a Casio. That is a fine watch. What you don't want to do is buy one of these off-brand, super cheap things that are going to fall apart on you. That's what you don't want to do. Get the watches that are, like, for example, there's a brand out there called, no, I'm not going to bring it up. No.
Why
Orient.
Not?
It's called Orient.
Okay.
It's a Japanese brand, and it is it's beautiful. They're tanks, and they have wonderfully elaborate complications on some of their watches. And
I love the word complications.
Yeah,
I love it.
Cool. You like that because you're a nerdnik with that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
where you've got the different stuff that's going on, and if you would like watches, if you found a complication or a function on the watch, that you could actually use. Like if you really were timing something out and you had a watch that could do
it. The stopwatch is a great thing. I love that.
I'm on a website now that shows watches of presidents, watches that presidents have had. Mm-hmm. And it goes all the way from...
Do they have Ben Franklin's anal watch?
Okay, let's move on. Go ahead. You continue. I know you're bored with this.
TMOS Classic.
$42 for tickets.
$42 for parking.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, Paul McCartney, you know, I'm a legend. And I think people, they don't mind paying it for me. I mean, Ringo, no way, not Ringo, $17.50, but for me, there we are.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, are you ready to give us an audio vault, even though you've been all ramped up today? And
I
stuff?
Am. Right, I'll try not to unfriend anybody for the next 9 minutes.
Okay, go for it.
I've also, whenever I run into a truly great piece of music, Mike, I like to share it. And what happens when America, when the world really is at crisis, disc jockeys get together and make parody records?
Okay, let me get my dynamite ready.
Are you ready?
Please.
Sometimes
this one is called North Korea. I think you're going to like it. It's very clever.
Oh, I got it. just look at Kim Jong-un.
We'll never know how great that was.
Kind of worth coming into work today, wasn't it?
Are we going to be able to get those Fat Baby t-shirts out before this thing's over?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, we are definitely going to. We need to just go over a couple of pieces of artwork, and then we can have them by next week.
Chop, chop. Let's get that done, because I think we're going to. We have my wife, in her infinite wisdom, referred to Kim Jong-un as the Fat Baby.
That's good.
And so we're simply going to have a picture of Fat on top, picture of him, baby. Fat Baby.
Love it.
Thank you. Thank you
very much. Because I knew Tony was coming in this week, I've been saving this. BuzzFeed.com put together a list of the worst Beatles covers ever. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to share some of them with you. The first one, Mike, I think you've probably never heard this before. Mm-hmm. Sean Connery doing the song In My Life.
There are places I'll remember all my life. Though some have changed.
That's terrible.
Isn't that horrible?
That is really bad.
Some gone.
And some sad, really. What is he doing? I mean, John Lennon was shot. He's still alive, and somehow that's sad.
Yeah.
I
like but you know what? It's that's better than In My Life being used for Sleepy's mattresses.
I agree. I agree. Do you remember...
You Beatles fans.
Do you remember in the old days? I think she did the Griffin show a lot. Mrs. Miller?
Oh,
she was like a novelty act.
Yeah. I remember her. Yeah.
A novelty act, and she did a couple albums. Here's her take on a kid's favorite, Mike.
Oh,
I like it.
Yeah, it's good. It is good.
The bubbling sound? That's actually her.
That is. Now, Buzz, help me. Who is Xaviera Hollander? That's the happy hooker?
The happy hooker, yes. Yeah, author.
Well, she'll be especially happy after she knows we played her version of Michelle.
You know,
are you turned on?
There are whores and then there are whores.
Yeah.
But she falls into that category of just... She's kind of big and gross.
Well, now, yeah.
No, you know what I mean? Yeah, she's just like overdone, over, and just gross.
She was like an ex-madam, I think, when she recorded this. So she was old when she was young.
Performing alone, if you know what I mean, while doing this song?
Yeah. Well, you know her. She was big.
I don't like
I love this one. This is Bill Cosby.
Ah. I don't really want to stop the show, but I thought you might like to know.
You see?
That's going to play the song.
Bob McCartney has the most money in the UK and Raggots and Rolls and Riesenheiser.
And Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
See that? As a novelty record, I'm laughing at that because really it's Cosby squeaky, probably when he was hot.
Yes.
And I like that. And now Bill Cosby, I mean, I've been blessed to interview Bill Cosby more than once. And what's great about Cos now is that he will just go off on a tangent.
You never know what he'll say.
And it's still Bill Cosby.
Yeah. He oftentimes forgets to promote why he called.
Yes, yeah.
Right, yeah, yeah, but right. He will go on and
you
talk.
Know what? He shows up in a sweatsuit, you know, when he's talking to you now. Right. And it's cool. He doesn't care.
And, right. And we're from the same era, so I mean, Bill Cosby was the man. And
he was.
I don't care if he's 150 years old. I mean, the fact that he comes on to my show and talks, I loved it, and I let him ramble. I don't care. He's Bill Cosby. He gets that kind of respect.
Course.
You ever heard of a singer called Wing?
No.
She's Asian.
She's Scandinavian.
No, that's someone else. This is Wing.
Who's
she's
the other one-name person that wears feathers all the time?
Oh, the one who
Bjork.
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 Yeah, you won't confuse her with Wing. Here's Wing doing an early Beatles favorite, Mike.
Wing.
She's Asian, Okay, and I close. Oh, well, just a taste of this because everyone loves this one. Shatner.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you. You answer quite slowly.
Really?
That's become kind of a classic.
It has.
I love this guy.
And it was the very beginning of Shatner... poking fun at himself. Shatner getting the joke about
resurgence
Shatner,
of his career,
and really he became legendary. He's iconic because he's an example. You know how many guys we used to have TV people come into the studio that hated the fact that they were associated with these series that they
old
had been
series,
on?
Gilligan Syndrome.
You know, Werner Klempfer was on Colonel Klink. He could never, ever accept the fact that he was known as Colonel Klink. Shatner embraced being Captain
Loved
Kirk,
it.
And he went on to bigger and better things, and I think he's just a model for how to handle TV celebrity.
He's great.
Two more real quick.
Tony could learn a few things from
that. Yeah, Tony. Hey. Yes. We'll talk about it over lunch at Wegmans. Tiny Tim. Mike.
That's even high for Tiny Tim.
I know.
Can I ask you a favor?
Yeah.
Is there a way to start that again?
Sure, you bet. His mess up at the beginning.
I love what they chose to keep that in.
Yeah, it's charming,
where
really.
Where he reacts to his own mistake.
Yeah, once again, Tiny Tim.
Listen. He's a...
Good call.
That's a good call.
I love that.
Now, the last one.
Do you remember who I met Tiny Tim with at the same, performing on the same venue?
I don't.
I met them at the... The Desert Lounge in Pasadena, Maryland.
Oh, yeah.
And Tiny Tim was performing on the same bill with Tubby Boots.
Oh, Tubby Boots!
Oh, yes.
Tiny and Tubby.
Oh, yes.
Tubby Boots.
Tiny and Tubby tour.
Fantastic.
So
that
disgusting.
Is quite a bill. Right?
I would say if there was any weakness to that performance is that it was under-orchestrated. Just him and the ukulele. Our final clip does not have that problem.
Okay.
One of the greatest entertainers of the 20th century, really, if you consider all 100 years, Mike, this is Bing Crosby.
Hey, Jude.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
Don't make it bad.
Thank you, everybody.
That's terrible.
Those are the worst Beatles covers ever.
Sure are, Rob.
Have you ever heard of a guy named Gary Rydstrom?
Nope.
No, he has 7 Academy Awards. He won 2 of them for working on Jurassic Park.
Okay.
And he did an interview revealing what he did to create the noises of dinosaurs. Uh-huh. You can't just go out and record dinosaurs.
What comes to mind, what jumps into my mind, is being in the theater and that incredible shot of the glass of water.
Oh, I love that.
Vibrating with the T-Rex. It was incredible.
And Spielberg later explained that he got that idea because he had his car stereo turned up, and whenever the bass notes would hit on the subwoofer, he would see that vibration in the water. He said, I got to use that for the dinosaurs.
Phenomenal.
Yeah,
except
brilliant.
He said subwoofer. The Brachiosaurus bellowing, Mike, is a donkey braying slowed down. That's a slowed down donkey for the Brachiosaurus.
I love this stuff. I could listen to this all day.
I love this stuff too.
Now, when the T-Rex growls, it's a Jack Russell Terrier playing with a toy slowed down. Isn't that great?
Wow.
I love this.
Brilliant.
Little dog.
Yeah.
I love that it's that simple.
You know what's brilliant about it, though,
right.
Really? He's using, it's organic. He's using other animals.
Right.
He's
not so it doesn't sound like something otherworldly.
And I think, as opposed to something that's computer generated, that legitimately has the fear fact, because it is an animal creating a scary sound.
When the T-Rex roared, it was a baby elephant trumpeting slowed down. Here's the T-Rex roaring. And I love that he went with a baby elephant because I think it would be too low if it was a grown-up elephant.
Right.
The this last
is great.
One,
I love this, Rob.
The last one, the Velociraptor.
Velociraptors.
Forgive me. When they talk to each other, remember when they had them in the kitchen and the kids were hiding and the Velociraptors were.
Just remember Sam Neill. And that means you're still alive when they eat you. All right, go ahead. All right.
So when they're communicating, he recorded at SeaWorld 2 turtles having sex. And incorporated a male dolphin in heat. So this is the sound of the velociraptors talking.
That's the turtle breaking through the shell.
That's right.
That is so phenomenally wonderful.
Worst porn ever.
A little reverb and you're good to go.
Yeah, and we close. I don't know if you know this. Do you know that Rihanna and Chris Brown have broken up?
What?
Again? Yeah,
what?
It's true. Yeah,
good.
Conan covered it last night.
Rihanna broke up with Chris Brown after she caught him cheating with a waitress. Rihanna said she knew something was up when Brown came home with another woman's lipstick on his knuckles.
That, Mike, that is your magic audio vault.
TMOS Classic.
Here he is, Healthy Man.
Yeah.
Buzz Burbank.
Healthy Man.
Healthy Man.
Thank you, Mike. Women's breasts.
What?
Do not need artificial support. Bras are expensive, overpriced, really, and a new university study from France proves the garment is not only unnecessary, but that it may do more harm than good.
This is unnecessary. Yeah.
I am waiting for you to come up to the O'Mara bedroom sometime this week. I'm sorry. The fairy has arrived at the O'Mara house.
Are you speaking of you or her?
Well, both of us. That's right. I have a wonderful new bra that I just... It's called the Louis Anderson.
The Louis.
Yeah. The industry that makes and sells bras has claimed the opposite for many years, convincing women that without a bra, breasts will begin to sag sooner in life than without one. Industry folklore also argued that wearing a bra could reduce back pain. Neither claim is true, according to this 15-year study.
This is nonsense.
In fact, this study, conducted by a sports science professor, shows that bras can actually make a woman's breast sag sooner in life than they would without one. Quoting him, medically, physiologically, and anatomically, breasts gain no benefit from being denied gravity. One of 130 women in the study reports that in her 2 years going braless, she breathes more easily, has better posture, and less back pain.
But if you eliminate the bra, how are the teenage boys going to improve their manual dexterity?
It is a snap and twist.
Yeah, I was always very bad at it.
There are other ways to work on that.
In my zeal to reach the Titanic orbs.
Bras, of course, can enhance a woman's figure, but the science of it is they're not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Facebook, as we mentioned, is getting ugly. We had the numbers on that for you earlier. But another sad fact about social media today, a new media study shows that 44% of us now get our morning news from Facebook.
Boo.
Oh, that good story Boo. To bring with him.
I'm so sorry.
That, you're not but sorry a bit. You know, you edit your news every morning.
In fact, the study is not saying they exclusively get their morning news from Facebook, but people are saying, yeah, that's one of my sources in the morning is Facebook. That's how I find out what's going on.
Well, I know that all 5,000 of my Facebook friends are all credible journalists. So I rely on everything I see.
And that's why it's so scary. Right. Nearly a third of us are getting our morning news from Twitter. A little over half say we get it through email notifications from news sources.
What do you think of that, TV boy?
I think that's not a good thing for me. Because more and more people should be getting their news from Fox 5 Morning News.
That's right. But you're rethinking that Facebook thing now, aren't you?
Yeah,
exactly. It's hard to give up some things even when they're not in the budget, and so it goes for Saturday mail delivery. The U.S. Postal Service says a recent vote by Congress makes it impossible to drop the $2 billion a year habit.
Mm-hmm.
The North Korean government seems to have toned down its rhetoric a bit, but it's still expected to test a missile or several to prove that it has the medium-range capability to hit South Korea, Japan, and U.S. bases in the region. North Korea seems to be saying it won't be ignored by a world that has otherwise cut it out of the economic loop. But all that tough talk from North Korea has brought us to a dangerous point, according to our Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel. Former Vice President Dick Cheney puts it a different way. You've probably been thinking to yourself over these last few days.
Vice President who?
Dick Cheney. And I know you've been wondering, I wonder what he thinks of all this. Well, here's your answer. Speaking to a group of Republicans yesterday, Cheney said that Kim Jong-un reminds him of Saddam Hussein.
Mm.
And because of that, quoting Cheney, this is a quote from the former vice president, "We're in deep doo-doo," end quote.
And then he got up and went to his car.
Oh, no.
In his cowboy hat.
Cheney.
Yeah, I hear he was wearing a cowboy
hat. He wore a cowboy hat into and out of that meeting.
I urge you not to kidding.
It covers the electrodes.
He's a profane man. I'm surprised he said doo-doo.
Well, he was, I guess.
The World According to Dick Cheney is a great documentary that's all over. I think it's HBO now. It's fun to watch.
Yeah, it is. The Senate is expected to vote today on those broader background checks for gun buyers. And although the measure has a fair chance of passing, don't expect it for another month, as the debate and delays from NRA-backed Republicans continue. And after all of that, the bill faces an even tougher chance in the Republican-controlled House. But one Republican senator with an A rating from the NRA has broken ranks to tell his colleagues there's nothing unconstitutional about background checks. Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania says, and I quote, "I don't consider background checks to be gun control." The NRA, meanwhile, is taking Maryland's new gun law to court, challenging its constitutionality. Among other things, the Maryland law bans the sale of 45 types of military-style semi-assault rifles, semi-automatic rifles, that is, including the best-selling AR-15.
Can the NRA change his grade now that he's changed his outlook?
Oh, they can and they will. Okay. Sure. So, yeah.
Do they grade on a curve?
Yeah.
No. It's very strict.
It's just they're doing that. They're making they're flexing their muscle. They're at that stage of the argument now where they pull that crap.
Mm-hmm.
Who do we trust to fix the economy? A new Gallup poll says 57% think President Obama has the best approach. Only 39% support the Republican view. This as the president presents his budget proposal to Congress. His plan includes higher taxes on the rich, universal preschool, more money for education, more money for veterans, parks, energy, embassy security, gun violence, and homeland security and housing. The president's plan cuts funding for NASA, the EPA, and the military.
I trust Donald Trump because he's building the world's best hotel right here in D.C.
Oh, is he really?
And he said, D.C.'s hot.
Yeah, is it good?
D.C.'s hot and good and hot.
Where are you putting the hotel, Donald?
D.C.
Is it going to be great?
It's going to be hot.
Why?
Because it's good.
Okay.
A couple of University of Colorado students are now facing felony charges for allegedly selling Adderall pills at $5 a piece.
Mark Ronick.
Adderall is used to... No, here's a 10.
That's right. Tell me about it.
Adderall is used to treat attention deficits in children, but students have been finding it to be an excellent booster for their concentration as they study for tests. Quoting a campus security official, it's important for students to know these are felonies. And finally... It's not even the 1st of May, but the outdoor humping has already begun.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
On Easter Sunday, in an Atlanta suburb, a couple in their 20s, on their way home from church, pulled into a Kroger parking lot, smoked some weed, and started getting it on. Must have been some sermon. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. You hey, Tony Perkins, yes. A pleasure to have you with
Yay,
us.
Tony. It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.